News and information about living with sight loss. From InfoSound.
Hello and welcome to edition 48 of this series of 50 weekly InfoShorts bulletins from InfoSound. News, advice and practical information to help living with sight loss. Produced on the 25th of November 2023.
And in the next 10 minutes, a VIP cookery book, commenting on and consumer researching transport for disabled people, document readers and a talking Timestat electric appliance controller.
RNIB sells a cookery book for vision impaired people, logically enough called Cooking for VIPs by Maxine Turkington. It features a selection of more than 100 recipes that says RNIB are simple to prepare with inexpensive ingredients. It also includes several recipes that can be cooked or prepared a day or two in advance, as well as giving general tips and hints about cooking with limited sight. The author has graded each recipe according to the level of difficulty based on her own experiences. The book, which can be ordered in advance, costs £12.95 and it's available in print, in Braille and in Daisy Audio. The RNIB helpline can tell you more about Cooking for VIPs by Maxine Turkington if you give them a call on 0303 123 99. That's 0303 123 9999. Or you can email helpline@rnib.org.uk.
InfoSound.
The National Centre for Accessible Transport is inviting disabled people to sign up to what's called the Community of Accessible Transport, CAT for short, which they explain enables its members to get involved in shaping the future of transport for disabled people. They share ideas, learn from one another, and look for solutions that could work. Anyone with vision impairment is very welcome to join, and it's free of course, and they say you can receive incentives for taking part in research. If you'd like to know more, you can talk to Arusha McKenzie on the phone on 020 8152 3236. That's 020 8152 3236. And Arusha says that if she can't answer your call right away, please leave a message and she'll always aim to get back to you within a couple of days. Alternatively, she can be emailed at Arusha McKenzie, ArushaMckenzie, at ridc.org.uk. That's Arusha McKenzie at ridc.org.uk.
InfoSound.
Document readers are devices that use a camera or scanner to look at a print document and then read the words back in a synthetic voice, be that a letter, a newspaper, a magazine article, or, less welcome, a bill. They can now even be used on the move to read food labelling as you shop, for example. We spoke to Mark Statham from Optelec, which sells a wide range of these types of devices, about what's now available with these increasingly clever, but one must say sometimes not inexpensive, devices that can employ sophisticated optical character recognition, also known as text-to-speech technology.
What you'll tend to find is there's two main categories. There's a portable type of product, so that's something that you might just move it around your home, or it could be that you'd want to use it when you're out and about, say in the shops or a restaurant, and they tend to be a pocket-sized product. And then moving on from there, you would have a desktop product, which essentially does exactly the same job, but that's in a static location. And the reasons why somebody might choose, say, a portable over a desktop depends on a few different factors. Obviously, the main thing would be where you would want to use it. So if you're mainly going to be using it at home, it might be more convenient to have a set location where you would place the document underneath the camera and then press a large button and then it takes the picture and reads the text back to you. Alternatively, of course, if you want to be able to walk around, even walking around your home, you might be better with a portable device. But another thing that's kind of interesting when it comes to deciding which one might be best for you, sometimes dexterity can be an issue for people, especially if they're elderly. So a desktop unit, they tend to have very large buttons, so they're really easy to press. whereas the portable ones, obviously the buttons are quite a bit smaller, so you've got to be a little bit more accurate with those.
There's clearly a lot of choice out there, so I guess is the message shop around and ask the person who may, like you, have lots of different products, which is going to suit the best way they want to use it?
Absolutely. I mean, we should probably also mention that this kind of technology, optical character recognition, it can be done on smartphones and iPads, so you can download apps in order to achieve the same kind of thing. The one thing that we always tend to mention to people, though, with that is that there is an added complexity to it because, of course, you need to turn your phone on, you need to unlock it, you need to find the app, you need to open it, and then you need to press the correct button. With products like ours, we do a product called a Clear Reader, which is a desktop unit. You literally put the text underneath it and then just simply press the button and it will capture that image, process it, and then read it back to you. So, yeah, I would recommend when you're out there, have a think about where you'd like to be able to read, but also consider things like I mentioned before, maybe the dexterity. So potentially for people that are very old, it might be the case that a desktop unit might be more suitable for them, such as, yeah, things like the Clear Reader.
And Optelec is one of the companies that can tell you more about document readers, using them and their prices, including the products that Mark mentioned there. And their phone number is 0800 145 6115. That's 0800 145 6115. Or you can email James Fossey at James F, that's JAMESF, at Optelec, OPTELEC.co.uk.
InfoSound.
And we finish this time with information about a talking timestat from Cobalt Systems, which is used for controlling household items like electric heaters, audio devices, radios, lights, electric blankets and similar. It plugs into a standard 13-amp wall socket and has a 13-amp socket on a flexible lead at the other end into which you can plug your device. If it's for heaters, then Cobalt says that the maximum power rating is 2 kilowatts. Obviously, if you're in any doubt about what's safe to plug into it, you should consult a professional electrician. There's a version with 2 independent timers and another with 7, which are adjustable individually for every day of the week. And these timers can be used separately, or together, to control the mains operated appliance. If used with a heater of any kind, it can act as a thermostat and a frostat. There are 5 square and 3 diamond-shaped black buttons on the front white panel. Above this cluster of buttons, what each control does is printed in black. It gives speech feedback about the settings in a British English male voice.
Timer, thermostat and frostat. The temperature is 15 degrees centigrade.
When plugged in, it charges its built-in battery, and Cobalt says it will remember its settings for several months when disconnected. The timestat also functions as a talking clock and thermometer. It measures 110mm wide by 195mm long by 56mm deep. The price of the 2-timer version is £59.95 and the 7-timer version costs £79.95. And more details, including about its uses and setting it up, are available from Cobalt if you give them a call on 01 493 700 172. That's 01 493 700 172, or email sales@cobalt.co.uk.
And that brings us to the end of this 48th edition of the weekly series of InfoShorts bulletins from InfoSound. Just before we go, we've had some inquiries, and thank you for those, from listeners asking whether InfoShorts is coming to a close soon. Well, yes, this current series of 50 weekly bulletins will end on December the 9th. But we at InfoSound do intend to continue producing information in audio for vision impaired people, just as we always have. So listen out, and we'll be telling you what it is and where you can hear it in the final 50th edition of InfoShorts in a couple of weeks' time. But that's it for now. So until next time, which will be edition number 49, goodbye and many thanks for listening.
InfoSound.